Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news. Danielle Staub from The Real Housewives of New Jersey placed another restraining order on her ex-husband, Marty Caffrey. The cast of Vanderpump Rules have been taking over headlines this week with a Twitter war between Jax Taylor, James Kennedy, Katie Maloney Schwartz, and Raquel Weiss. And Vanderpump Rules star Ariana Maddox revealed that she had cancer removed from her body back in 2018. Bethany Frankel from The Real Housewives of New York unfortunately suffered yet another fish-related allergy attack, but this time is while she was flying. We'll end the show discussing our favorite moments from Bravo TV this week. I will be tackling this mess and more with today's co-host, TV. She runs a hilarious Twitter account called TV Watches Trash, which is all about Bravo. Duh, follow that. We met a few months back at a Real House trivia night in Astoria, where not only did we win first place, but I believe you were days away from giving birth.
I was, I think I was overdue. So I took my extremely pregnant self from South Brooklyn to Astoria and, like, risked going into labor in the middle of Housewives trivia.
That would have been the true Bravo baby.
Oh, my God. I would have been, like, Eva at the reunion of Atlanta last year, just, like, heaving and moaning
they
in the background.
They basically like, do not talk to Eva. If she gets too riled up, there may be a broken water.
I feel like she didn't get enough attention for that. It was a really great moment.
So to get to know you a little better, I'm going to ask you three questions. What is your favorite show on Bravo?
Okay, so obviously, this is all going to be, like, based in Housewives, more or less, because I don't really keep up with a lot of the other shows. As a full body of work, it has to be Roni. I don't feel like there's ever really been dud seasons with maybe, like, one exception. Like, there's always been something for everybody in every season. The most perfect first season I've ever seen was Real Housewives of Melbourne season one. However, I used to have a way to watch it not legally, and I no longer do, and I haven't watched it since then. So I'm like, it's kind of like etched in amber for me. Like, it was, I don't know if you've ever seen.
I've never seen, and I've never really watched that.
I don't think there's a legal way to get it in the US. I think you have to have, I was like illegally streaming it from like a Canadian thing with like a VPN mask, like, and then it stopped working, and I was like, well, I guess that's the end of that.
Okay, if you guys know where to find it, please let us know.
Yeah, no, someone please, because I feel like actually I have a lot of people that have like been out there putting out feelers because like there are other pop culture reporters that will post about it and they're American and you're like, where are you getting this? Yeah. And if you DM them and ask them, they won't tell you. Bastards. And you're like, come on. No, but I mean, season one of Melbourne was like, it's so good. The wife of the drummer from the band Silverchair features heavily. She believes she can talk to angels. She constantly talks about talking to angels. There's another cast member who's a barrister, but she kind of does her makeup and hair and stuff like a drag queen.
Oh,
and
Jaina?
She's the villain. Yeah, Jaina. She's the villain. I don't remember anybody's name now, obviously.
She's the only one who I know. I definitely, like, watched the show,
They're so good. They throw a Mexican-themed housewarming, the woman with the husband from Silverchair, and it's deeply offensive. Like, deeply offensive.
Okay,
they're like,
right.
Everybody put a mustache on. And they're like, here are some pictures of, like, dead Mexican gangsters that we blew up as decor. Like, and it's, like, actual black and white photos of, like, people that were, like, shot in, like, conflicts and stuff. It's terrible. So, and of course, it's also to launch their, like, tequila line, I believe.
Well, of course.
So that, it was incredible. And then also the reunion for that one, compared to the U.S., was phenomenal because they kind of broke the fourth wall, and their version of Andy Cohen, who hosts it, was like, what are you guys most proud of? And they were all like, we're very proud to be, like, and that's a terrible Australian accent. They're like, we're so proud we're the first Housewives franchise in Australia. And I'm like, what a bar to set.
Right?
Like,
that's
amazing.
That's all you're proud of.
So good.
Getting casted on a show. Jesus
Bonus
Christ.
Bonus shout out for favorite shows on Bravo. And this is going to date me. I miss when they still showed operas.
Oh, yeah.
I would tune in. I would tune in on a Sunday afternoon to see, like, some Puccini.
Oh, my God. So,
those were the days. Yeah.
That is so funny. So what is your least favorite show on Bravo?
I'm going to say Real Housewives of D.C. because they fucked that up right out the gate. As someone who's spent a lot of time in D.C. in their life, they were stupid to even think that they were going to get something intriguing off the ground. Obviously, they were going to end up in a Salehi situation because no one who's actually legitimate in D.C. would participate in a show like that. I feel like everyone in D.C. has NDA writers on their job.
Yeah.
Like, or is married to somebody with NDA writers on their job. So you're always going to have, like, these peripheral people that are not really actual anything. And yeah. Not even in a fun way, like Atlanta, where, like, the first season of Atlanta, like, none of them had any money.
No, yeah.
And they, like, totally faked it. Like, I 100% believe that production was renting houses for everyone.
I mean, yeah,
like,
none of them had any money. Yeah.
In terms of a show that's still running, Orange County, for me, I watched the first three seasons religiously and then skipped seasons 4 through 8.
Yeah, like, they just fluffed.
Yeah, didn't need it. I missed, like, almost everything with Gretchen Rossi. I don't feel like I'm missing it. I didn't need to see more of Slade. Like, yeah. But, so, I do still watch OC. I believe maybe OC might come around. And my other big criticism for it, why it's one of my least favorites, is it suffers from a real lack of diversity. And I'm not just talking racially, but also, like, socioeconomically. Like, there's a tension, even to Beverly Hills, where some people don't have as much money as other people.
Definitely.
And that's what creates, I mean, even Kim to Kyle, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Even A to B there, like, that's what creates the drama. And
Brandon
in OC,
and Lisa, like, Lisa was, like, the rich one.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Jill with
exactly.
Bethany.
Jill with Bethany. Even in New Jersey, there's, well, New Jersey doesn't have that, but what New Jersey has to make up for it is that it's real relationships. It's, like,
true.
Real family and stuff like that. Potomac has that to a degree.
Yeah, Robin
Dallas
is so bored.
Doesn't have it, but Dallas has real friendships that were real off camera before the show, so it makes up for it. So that having been said, I just feel like OC, it's boring because it's, like, if you have all people that live basically in the same cul-de-sac, like you did at the start of the show, there's not going to be a lot of drama because there are, I mean, they're all Trump supporters.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's not a lot of diversity happening there. Yeah.
True. Alrighty. Bravo star that you think should come back to a franchise. That's always my favorite one to hear about. And I'm actually very, I'm waiting with bated breath.
I was going to say, I have a multi-part answer to this one, too. I have a lot of thoughts. As always, I eagerly await the eventual reinstatement of Phaedra.
Oh,
I 100%
yeah.
believe that she should have
She's
been taken
creep her
off.
Way back.
She's gonna tiptoe back in, but what I like is when they take somebody off like that and then they let them back in later, i.e., like Luann, Bethany,
Sheree,
they come back humbled.
Yeah.
Except for Bethany, but that's why I have issues with the second incarnation of Bethany. But I love, like, Luann came slinking back, like, tail between her legs.
Right? She's
was like, I thought I could do it on my own and I can't. Nini.
Yeah, he crawled back. Stassi
crawled right
crumbles.
Back. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I know enough about VPR to know that. But so I feel like that'll be interesting also because, I mean, does she still have that house? I feel like there were news items about, did she lose the house
I
after you went to prison?
I believe she might have moved, but I would move too because his energy
she was,
like, would not be good.
That house was actually nice, and she, I believe, was the only cast member that was actually living in Buckhead, which is like the Beverly Hills of Atlanta.
I think Kim Zolciak might be. I feel like
now,
maybe now,
but definitely not back in the day. I also feel like they shoot a lot of B-roll of the signs pointing to Buckhead for Atlanta, and then nobody actually lives there.
Well,
they want to
like Jersey
imply.
And Franklin Lakes is like so fancy, and Colts Neck, and all these fancy towns.
I was gonna say, and like, do any of them still live in Franklin Lakes?
I doubt it. And the Manzos did. I think the Manzos did.
I think Teresa's house is just outside. And what's funny is being from New Jersey, Colts Neck is a very long way away from all those other places.
Weird.
So yeah, Colts Neck is like a 2-hour drive with traffic, probably.
Wow.
From, they're really far north in New Jersey. Like, they're all the way up where you're, like, almost in Pennsylvania, kind of. I mean, it's fast to get here to New York, but it's, like, to go south in Jersey, it takes a long time. Anyway, yeah, so that my other runners-up for people I want to see brought back, I would love to have Carlton back on Beverly Hills.
Yeah, take it or leave her.
Mainly because I like seeing Kyle upset.
Yeah.
And I just feel like we should do more things that upset Kyle. And then I believe I'm getting my wish on this one. I'm not that excited about Jill coming back on New York. You know, we'll see what we see.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I know what it's going to be. There's going to be crying. There's going to be like, Bobby was the love of my life. There's going to be like, why did you do this to me, Bethany? And then she's going to spin right around and make it how it was all the seasons she was on, where she wants to control the show and she wants everything to be about her. And like, she and Lisa Vanderpump are cut from the same cloth, where it's like, if I'm not going to steer this ship, I don't want to be on it.
Yeah.
So, and like, Ginger's dead now.
Yeah, like,
so it's like, who's licking her nose? Like, no one.
She has this new little dog named, oh, God, the name is escaping me, but it's a new little fluff ball.
And like Allie's out of the house, right?
Yeah. I want to see you sending your daughter to fat camp. Like I want to see darkness coming from you.
Or I don't know. It's just like her whole bit was kind of like fun until it wasn't. And I don't really feel like we need to go back there. Like her ambitions are so naked that it's sort of like not fun for me.
Her ambitions are so naked.
And they so are. Like, God. I just feel like she showed up at the opening of an envelope all the years she's been off. Like,
truly.
She's waiting for somebody to ask for
She showed up at Danielle Staub's bachelorette party on Housewives of New Jersey, which is actually a great segue. Obviously, Danielle Staub got married to her husband, Marty McCaffrey. So they got married in May. Divorce papers were filed in September. Obviously, their divorce has been really gnarly, but recently, the Jersey Star went to the police to obtain a new order of protection on Wednesday night. Court granted temporary order lasting 10 days on Thursday. Marty McCaffrey said he's not aware that a new restraining order is in place at all. She's received multiple death threats on social media over her behavior and how she treats people, so she filed something with the police that had nothing to do with me, or whether or not she's filed a restraining order with me, I'm not sure what it could be used for. There's been no interaction between the two of us. We're living in the same house, but we're avoiding each other. That's really healthy.
So, yeah, there's a lot to unpack here. I tried to do a little internet sleuthing before I got here, because I never, even when she came back on New Jersey last season, figured out what Marty McCaffrey does.
Or like, yeah, if I doubt he has
real money. I don't feel like he has real money either. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's some New Jersey bait and switch where it's like, you own a house, so everybody thinks you're wealthy.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. Like, I just, like, don't buy it. He also, that episode from the other week where they're, like, the guys are trying to get him to say that he doesn't like Danielle. I'm like, he's, like, not very quick on the uptake.
No.
So I'm sort of like, we get it, Danielle. Like, you come in, you scam. That's, like, your thing. But I don't know why we all have to be dragged into this now. I 100%, like, I believe basically that all these things are true from everyone. I believe that, like, the restraining order probably isn't against him, but she made it sound like it is. I totally believe that he put his hands on her. I would totally buy that. I also totally believe that she's probably made his life a living hell. Like, I think everybody's behaving very badly and everyone should go home. you know, honestly, in all this, like, my heart goes out to those poor daughters.
I know.
Who just were so dead behind the eyes in those episodes.
Truly. So Danielle Staub has been saying repeatedly in their past lawsuits that he repeatedly video and audio recorded her without knowledge having sex. He mocked and harassed her for being sexually abused by her father as a child, which I didn't know that that was even a plotline for Danielle.
Oh.
She's messed the fuck up.
You know, she's really messed up. I feel like it came up maybe season two, not in the first thing where they were, like, all finding them. Remember season one of New Jersey was the drama of them going to the library to get the book?
Yeah, and then walking into the salon.
Can you just imagine that, like them going to the librarian at, like, the Bergen County Library and being like, help me.
Yeah.
I'm on a mission.
Right.
I'm not surprised. I feel like she has talked about it at some point. I think we're also all forgetting that she, much like Kim Zolciak, had a brief-lived, like, lesbian relationship storyline.
Yeah.
Like, she's just been, like, all over the place where it's, I'm not trying to say that that's, like, not okay, but it's just more like, this is clearly a woman with, like, very little impulse control that, like, doesn't really care, like, what the consequences of anything are, so.
So true. Danielle also stated that he implied that her relationship with her daughter were lesbian affairs. And he said that purposely to try to reference incest and embarrass her about her own childhood abuse. So this dude is fucking weird. And
I think all these things are true. I think he probably said some fucked up stuff, and also she's probably making some of it up. Like,
of course. He followed up saying her kids are entitled cunts. Pardon my French. So I guess
could be true. Who knows? I mean, that was the other thing about her season one on New Jersey was her whole claim to fame was that she was the first person in New Jersey. This is such a weird flex. The first person in New Jersey to have a black card.
She was?
Yeah, no, like that season one of New Jersey, that was when she came in like, I live a really privileged life. I'm the first person in New Jersey to have a black card.
Like I highly doubt that for some reason.
I really doubt it. And two, again, very strange flex. That's like I'm the first person that hit like 1,000 points on my Duane Reade. Like,
I mean, you see it on the show. They're like, but you know, is love more important than money? She's like, money is important.
Yeah.
But love is number one. But like, even that, I'm like, that is not a convincing way of telling.
And you can tell which episodes she's like medicated and which one she's not, whether self or otherwise. I'm really couldn't say. I'm not a doctor, but
a part of me definitely wants this whole plotline to be over. I loved seeing the Bimini footage. Yeah. It was hysterical. Her and Margaret. I'm glad Margaret was like, you're 56 years fucking old. Like, you don't need more shit in your house. You shouldn't be asking for Hermes plates.
It was
yourself.
The whole thing was a tough choice by the producers, I think, because I don't know that I really needed to see this whole wedding. Mm-mm. She's not a full-time cast member.
She doesn't even get talking heads.
She's clearly doing it all for the camera. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, flipping out about the wet hair. That could not have been more staged, the wet hair thing. So,
yeah, that was my favorite. So, speaking of abuse,
hey,
worst transition, Vanderpump Rules star. Okay, it's a whole long convoluted story. I'm just gonna start. Katie Maloney Schwartz tweeted the other day saying, "I know the truth. Say what you want. Hashtag abuse. Hashtag consent."
She's talking about Schwartz.
No, so she's talking about...
Okay, for the audience here, I have watched one season of Vanderpump Rules.
Crazy.
And it's the first season, so I'm missing a lot. All I know from last season is that Lala drank from a bottle, which I was really here for, but I don't really know any much else.
Yeah, I mean, that was honestly one of the biggest takeaways from last season, so yeah. that's a good one. So, okay, if you guys don't have any background, this season everybody is out to get James Kennedy. Everybody thinks Jax is the new saint, which is hilarious.
Yeah,
they're
that
mad
doesn't
at,
sound right.
Yeah, they're mad at James because he supposedly cheated on Raquel.
Okay.
Raquel is his girlfriend.
And you think, so I do pick up some things here and there from the blogs, obviously. Like, so fill me in, what's Raquel's deal? Like, what's her deal? Is she Observer?
So, no, she was a pageant queen, met James while she was in college.
Pageant queen from where?
Like, somewhere in California.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know, right? If she was in Texas.
I would love it.
So good. So, moved in with James in the summers, like, from college. She would just stay for the summer, whatever. But was obviously back at school for the remaining months. He was cheating on her the whole time, whatever. So, obviously, everybody's trying to now expose them. Katie Maloney Schwartz got into a huge fight with him because she made fun of his shorts. And then he turned to her and said, well, you don't look too flattering in yours either. So now there's body shaming.
Yeah.
Katie Maloney is taking her faux feminism and starting, you know, Lisa Vanderpump, how do you let him speak to me like this at work? And it's like, you speak to people like that at work all the time. Like,
yeah.
I get like they're trying to like jump on this whole Me Too, Time's Up thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, those are very serious things, like abuse and consent.
You're talking
about
somebody, like, making fun of how you look in shorts.
Yeah,
it's
and, like, him cheating on his girlfriend, not, like, abusing women consistently.
Yeah.
So, Katie then tweeted, I know the truth, say what you want, hashtag abuse, hashtag consent. She follows up saying, maybe I'm standing up for those abused who are scared to come forward. All I can say is that there's much more going on here.
So, maybe that's true. I don't know. I mean, I would imagine this show seems pretty tightly controlled, like, what they'll allow out at different times. So, maybe there's more coming.
I'm thinking Raquel then responded to Katie saying, "To hashtag consent basically implies rape, at Music Kills Kate, is there anything you would like to say?" Katie has not responded. This then triggered James to start going off on people on Twitter, and this is where shit gets petty. He said, "Katie Maloney is one disgusting human, basically making up stories to me about me to gain, gain, gain. That's all she does. Her marriage won't last, and trust me, neither will she after hashtag pump rules. And Jax, he's a sad, sad man after his daddy died. Coming from me, because I'm the only man
that
he doesn't like.
That seems really unnecessary.
Brother, make peace with your dead father so you can be set free. And that goes for Lala also. By the way, he made fun of George when he left. As in George Michael, who's his uncle or godfather. Brittany Cartwright, who is Jax Taylor's fiance, then tweeted, the disgust continues. James Kennedy, I pray you will find peace someday. Yikes.
So this is sort of like why I never got heavy. Again, my day might come with VPR where I really get into it, but it sounds just about as interesting as having like your friend who's a waitress tell you about drama at work. Like,
yeah, that's basically the crux of it.
Yeah, I get it. So I don't know. I mean, all I know is all these people at this point are like pushing 40, right?
Yeah, they're all like mid to late 30s.
Some
of them are in 20s.
Probably not a degree between them.
Stassi has one.
Oh, I believe that. But Stassi's obviously in another.
She's from like a different. She's cut from a different cloth than the rest of them.
And
this also
sounds like I feel like in season one there's some hints of like Stassi's version of feminism, which is basically just like licensed to be a huge brat.
Yeah.
So
right.
It doesn't really have anything to do with anything else.
The whole thing is a mess, and I kind of think it's I mean, everybody's hitting really low below the belt, bringing up his father. Like, you know, I think. A part of me thinks
Katie Schwartz
kind of
had an on-camera marriage, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So sad.
So that, yeah.
I mean, that's another thing. James is basically like, you guys are making fun of me. Schwartz has constantly cheated on Katie throughout all the show. Jax has constantly cheated on every single person he's been with on this fucking show. Everybody on our group cheats. And, like, maybe Raquel doesn't really give a fuck. She's like, dude, I'm at college. You're here.
Yeah,
like, you know, obviously I love you, but, like, alcohol, like, maybe just don't tell me. Like, whatever. Like, yeah. You can have your arrangement. They're fucking young. Like,
but yeah, these people are a mess. Yeah. And, I mean, I think it might also be for the show, just to get more people watching. Last week, they actually had the lowest, a series low for the most.
And last season was really good for them, right?
Yeah.
I know, like, everybody was...
Because Sheena, like, I was watching to see Sheena date this guy, Rob, right after her divorce. And, like, her delusion was... Magical,
I heard she got, like, a crazy edit, like, a really bad
edit.
Oh,
yeah.
And so there's that. I mean, like, I don't watch the show, and I have Lala drinking out of the bottle.
Oh, God, so good.
So good. And then the pasta, you know, like, the pasta of it all. And, like, TomTom. Is TomTom opening in last season or this season?
It is opening this season.
Oh,
it hasn't fully opened yet. But moving over to other Vanderpump Rules news, Ariana Maddox opened up in a very long Instagram caption. I just want them to end. We don't need your press releases.
Yeah. But, no more iOS press releases.
Right? So she wrote, 2018 was a full year. A lot of moments were unplanned, blah, blah, blah. She went to Cuba, Japan, blah, blah, blah.
Good for her. Must be nice.
Right? What a life. Then she follows up saying, I have to admit, I had to have a little bit of cancer removed from my body and lymph nodes biopsied, parentheses, in the clear now. Why does she have to say little bit of cancer?
Well, so...
She's trying to make it light?
There's a couple things about this, and I want to tread very lightly here because I don't want to sound insensitive, but, like, having... I don't know. I feel like this is a move, and I'm not trying to downplay the severity of whatever it is she might have gone through, but first of all, if you're being that jovial about it, it's still serious, but I mean, it's like,
cancer.
It's like clearly like it didn't really break your stride too bad. Like you've dealt with it. You've moved on. That's great. I think that's really healthy actually. But two, I feel like I'm struggling to remember. I feel like there was all the confusion.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
In the early seasons of Atlanta about whether or not Kim Zolciak had cancer, and she clearly just liked wearing wigs.
Yeah.
And then there was somebody else in another season of another franchise, and now it's like on the tip of my brain, where they made it sound like they had cancer, but they actually just had like a tumor tested. But they... Was it?
I know Vicky Gumbelson's daughter had a tumor and like
she's like thyroid thing though. It was something real, and she's a nurse. Brianna's a class act. I feel like
I'm trying to think if anybody else,
someone else, where like Brooks, duh. Brooks was a big one, but I think that entire thing was fake. Like I don't think there and somebody maybe it was somebody in New Jersey or something where it was like they painted it like they had had cancer, but really they had just had a biopsy done, and that's still really scary. I mean, especially if you're a healthy person, but it's. It's really, really...
Peggy from OC.
Peggy, oh my God, how could I forget? Peggy out here, still hashtagging all of her photos, 100th housewife.
I know.
Also, as someone of Armenian descent, really dragging us down, because she really made that her whole storyline, like, we're traditional Armenians in Orange County and blah, 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 which is, like, hashtag very bleak, honestly. speaking for my people. But it's like, don't be out here showing off how, like, controlling your husband is.
Seriously.
And, you know, Jennifer, this season in New Jersey, gives me the same vibe where I'm like, this is not, nobody's jealous of the fact that your husband gets mad when you leave the house. Like, all the Louis Vuitton bags in the world don't make up for the fact that you can't leave the house when you want to. Like, so Peggy was like, I mean, it's like, girl, I get it. You know, it's funny, Peggy's a great case, like, when Kim Fields was on Atlanta, where you didn't know what you were getting into. You came at this completely wrong, and then by the time you get to the reunion, you're like, oh, you could have given yourself a really great in and a lot of really interesting dynamic storylines. Mm-hmm. You had no idea what you were doing.
Yeah.
Like, so. T- Tough stuff.
Tough stuff.
She has fried hair.
Oof. She hasn't really addressed the cancer outside of this Instagram caption, but obviously we hope it's nothing too serious and that she's okay. Staying in LA, Gigi from Shaws of Sunset is officially divorced from her ex-husband.
Good for her.
Shalom Yerushalami. Thank God. She posted a picture on Instagram with a picture that said, "Hell hath no fury like the attorney of a scorned woman." Made a long-ass Instagram caption yet again. She said, "I'm officially divorced, married for 7 weeks, and trying to get divorced for nearly 2 years." Ugh. Blah, blah, blah. I like how she tags her attorney.
How long was she with the guy?
7 weeks.
No, but, like, leading up to that.
I would not say long.
Okay.
I would say probably a few months. Because I think it was, like, a shotgun thing.
I feel like Gigi's always kind of been a wayward soul. I don't really keep up on Shaws, but...
I mean, I've listened to her on some podcasts, and she talked about how she went to, like, 15 different schools growing up, and she was always getting kicked out, and always doing drugs, and, like, her drugs of choice were, like, weed and cocaine, so, like, she was, like, a party girl and had all this money. So, back on episode 9, we talked about how Gigi said she started doing drugs at age 11, which is fucking crazy, but she said, like, she was able to get away with it because she would, like, tell her parents, like, oh, all the white kids' parents let them do this, and her parents were, like, immigrants, and they didn't really understand. They were like, okay, like, I guess if your friends are doing it, like, it's fine for you.
What kind of immigrant parents did she have? That doesn't track for me.
I know, right? I'm like, I can barely leave my house.
Just saying that sentence is like, you're never gonna leave your house again.
Yeah, like, right. So, at the end of the comment, she writes, "Now let's get ready to plan that divorce party."
And divorce party is kind of a mixed bag for me, too. It's like, if you're really married for 7 weeks, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, who had... I'm trying to think.
They did one on Atlanta for...
Cynthia
and Phaedra, and it went over really badly.
Because it's also
because Kenya is nutso, and, like, she knew she was... Kenya was such a good villain. I miss her a little.
I do, too. But I'm, like, also, like, really glad she's, like, finally has, like, the life
Sure,
she
sure,
wants.
Sure. She'll be back.
She will be back.
Like, she'll be back. I just, the battling houses, I miss her.
The battling butt workout tank, donkey booty versus, what was the other one?
God, I don't remember what hers was. Sweating with Kenya, I don't know.
Sweating with Kenya, ew. But I'm happy for Gigi, I'm glad she ditched that fucking loser, because no reason to waste any more time with that.
She's so pretty.
She's gorgeous. Bethany Frankel from The Real Housewives of New York is having yet another week of bad allergy issues. We reported back on episode 14 that she had this really bad allergic reaction while she was in Boston with her boyfriend. This time, she was on an airplane flying on Thursday when she boarded the aircraft and realized the crew was serving fish, despite the fact that she called ahead to check if it would be safe.
What was the airline again?
I don't know.
Let's start with point number one. I understand it's first class. Why are they serving bass on a cross-country flight?
I know!
It is a cross-country flight, right?
I'm wondering why
would anybody want to eat fish in the air? I mean, I love fish, but, like, yikes. And then that was interesting. What I read about it was that's, like, protocol, is that if they find out that somebody has that severe an allergy, they have to be, like, we can't even just take the fish off the plane. Like, this flight's canceled now. And it's got to just be legal liability, I'm sure. But, like, so, I don't know. I'm kind of, like, Bethany is so interesting because there's a lot to not like about her, but there is something really Greek mythology-esque about the whole arc she's had in the public eye and how, like, that girl, like, can't win for trying, basically. Like, or I don't even know if that was the right turn of phrase. My brain is mush. But, like, it's like, I'm sure she didn't want that in the press. I'm sure she didn't want a whole plane full of people to have to deboard because she's allergic to fish. I totally believe she's allergic to fish. I don't think it's some fake thing. But, like, tough stuff. Like, you just, no matter what you do, you're going to get painted a certain way.
And she can't win. I feel like she's someone, like, as...
She didn't help herself either, but, she really...
She creates bigger issues, I feel like, sometimes. But, you know, with allergies, they're so severe. And we've seen it on the show. It would be addressed. Last week, it literally happened where she almost died, and now she has to carry an EpiPen full time. She said, being trapped in a cabin with no windows with cooking fish is a death trap. The airlines in the world needs to change. I will always be self-conscious about it. And today it didn't help. So I feel really bad for her.
I feel bad she called ahead. I mean, it's like you did your due diligence. I'm sure one of those poor little assistants got fired.
I know.
Can you imagine working for her? It's like literally my nightmare.
She wrote, to clarify, some allergens are transmitted by touch and air. Fish is one, and it's fatal. The more exposure to them, the more susceptible. It's not like the immunity thing where now exposure means less susceptible.
Yeah.
It's opposite. I've always kept it quiet, but that's over now.
I really like terrible. All the terrible corporate bureaucracy aside. Like, I get the airlines thing, because it's like the air is recycled on a plane. So if it's an airborne allergy, there's no getting around it, really. But again, why are we eating bass in first class? I'd be so angry. Because, you know, I'm just picturing, like, I'm just thinking, I'm like, oh, it's just going to be, like, hot and greasy, and, like, it has a whole cabin. It's gonna smell like bass. Like,
no, thank you.
Yeah, I haven't really done a deep dive on the new boyfriend.
He's a film producer.
Coming
out of Boston, so I guess it's long.
I think
distance.
I looked at his IMDb and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he does anything. No. Not like Lala's man on Vanderpump Rules, but yeah, back
out here making Gotti. Yeah,
back on episode 3, yeah, we discussed all about her man's. We talked about it last episode as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I'll have to go back.
He seems cute.
Go back and educate myself.
Right. I'm like, go back and hear my research.
He seems like normal cute, and I feel like, I don't know. She's a funny one too, because starting from season one, Jason OG.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't always pick them based off looks, for sure.
Yeah.
And that, I kind of like tip my hat to her on that, because I think that too many people get caught up in that sort of thing. At the same time, she's got weird taste, like very strange taste.
Yeah.
And you know what? I know what the answer to that riddle is. It's the taste of somebody who desperately wants unconditional love.
Yeah.
Which is the sad kernel at the heart of Bethany Frankel.
Yeah. That's a really good way of putting it.
I mean, you know, I don't doubt that she's the best mother she knows how to be, but like there's no way that kid gets to adulthood and they have a good relationship, right?
I mean, she doesn't have a relationship with either of her parents. She talks about how, like, their relationship will probably end up somewhat, like, mirroring what's going to happen.
I was
going to
say, and it just
the
seems
divorce,
just so
fraught.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, and despite her best intentions, too, but just, I want to say no one saw that Jason Hoppe was going to be such a psycho, but let's be real, we all saw it.
I know, I guess I didn't really notice it in the beginning, but then, like, once you get the spinoff and, like, the real attention and your marriage and then your kid, like...
Well, even in the beginning, when I rewatched those seasons now, like, when she was first dating him and he was showing up on the show, as now that I'm in my 30s and I watch that, I'm like, oh, the flags were all there. But when I was, like, 25 watching that, I was like, hey, he seems fine and cool. And it's like, no. He's, like, really angling for a lot of screen time and, like, he's like, sure, babe, I'll, like, drive your promotional car, but like doesn't have a good job, kind
like,
of.
Is
and
a
you're
trainer
like, why are you,
or
like, I don't know what it was.
He's like one of those people who had like quote unquote many jobs where it's like, oh, so you don't have one.
Yeah.
Like, no.
And like, I feel like anybody who leans really hard into the like, I love my parents and that sounds awful. Anybody who loves their parents is terrible.
Right?
No, anybody who's like really leans hard into like my parents are good wholesome people and I'm a good wholesome person is usually a fucking psycho.
Yeah, that's about right.
You know what I mean? Like, remember because he was like, I want my parents to be like her new family, and I'm like, ooh, you're pushing it real hard. And if you know anything about anything, like you're like, if somebody comes from a really broken background like that, like doing that is not gonna. Like, they'll come to it on their own. You don't have to push your parents at her. Like,
well, she had that one birthday party where she was literally crying, and he was like, what's wrong? She's like, I told you, like, I don't want a party like this for me.
Well, exactly.
She's like, birthdays have never been good for me, and here you are. You fucking surprised me. I thought we were going out for dinner, and there's 80 people here celebrating me. She's like,
well,
I don't want
this. Well,
and
that's
like,
the type of thing that's just what I'm talking about, is that at 25, I didn't see that for what it was. And obviously, probably that whole thing was staged, but despite that, at, you know, 30 plus, you look at that and you're like, oh, that's a man who doesn't listen when his partner is talking. Therefore, it's like a couple quick hop skips to like full-blown misogyny. Like,
totally.
Like, you very plainly ignored this person's like verbalized needs to you. So you're probably awful. tough stuff over there.
Well,
you ever seen her in person? I've passed her on the street in Soho. Mm-hmm. She is so tiny.
I would love to see her. Yeah, I've never... Actually, no, I went to a book signing of hers when I was younger, but, like, I was in high school, so we were probably the same size.
Yeah.
So, like, at that time, I was like, she's not so skinny. Now I'd be like, oh my god. Little levity coming out of New York. Luann Delaceps, a.k.a. the Countess, was overheard recently being asked by a friend what she wants to do next in her career, and the Countess said she would like to do more comedy, saying that she would like to star in a TV sitcom...
Now, you can't tell me that she didn't stand up on her bar stool at the Regency and shout that sentence to anyone listening.
I know.
Like, just spoke it into existence.
Comedy!
Also, I'll just say right off the bat, Nene walked so she could run.
Very true.
Yeah. And also, I'm not interested in seeing her in Scripted.
No. I don't need to see any housewife in
any TV show.
Can I tell you something? Sewing is deeply problematic in a lot of ways, but I really tip my hat that she knows, and she's said many times that she's only good off the cuff.
Yeah.
It's true. She's only good off the cuff. Like,
it's hard to be, like, you can't just up and decide, like, Nene's like, I'm a comedian. It's like, yeah, and then you make rape jokes to people.
Yeah. But that's the thing about it, and Nene, I'll at least say, clearly had this dream for a long time and was focused on it to some degree.
Yeah.
And also, I'm not sure quite the degree of how successful she was in her former career, but I want to say that if you were making your living as a stripper, you know how to talk to people.
Definitely. And entertain.
So, like, that's entertaining. I mean, you're an entertainer, literally. Yeah. So I'm like, Nene had a base to go on there. Luann, I'm like, that nursing certificate from Connecticut and that whirlwind marriage with the Count.
Well, she was randomly an Italian game show host.
Yeah.
She does.
Wait, I know. Oh, I'll say that. I actually bet that she's a great, like, host. Yeah. Like, I would totally watch her host, like, a game show or, like, a QVC.
Yeah.
She should be out on QVC, actually.
She should. Well, she has, like, her Countess collection, so I wonder. But
is it QVC?
I don't think it's QVC, because that's, like, Renna's story.
I'd rather watch her than Shannon Bedore, honestly.
Ugh. Hawking that disgusting
thing. Shannon wasn't ready for television.
My friend is actually going to come on the podcast soon, and we're going to do a recap of Shannon Bedore's frozen food line. Where
are
we
you
cook,
getting some
we
of
eat
it?
All. It's incredibly expensive. That's why I'm like, I got to save $130 to get, like, some fucking veggie burgers and fish.
Does it
They're
have
all
some kind
fish
of
dishes?
Oh, like, again, we don't want to eat microwave fish, like, because that's what it would be on that flight too. That bass.
Yeah, they're probably serving Shannon cuisine.
Yeah, does QVC have some kind of guarantee where you could call up after and be like, I'm not satisfied. I want my money back. Because you should just scam them.
Oh,
I shouldn't
I
say that on air,
should.
But
I know. Or I should hit them up and be like, I'm gonna do an episode. Okay.
Oh,
so, what was your favorite moment from Bravo this week?
I actually really enjoyed the ups and downs of watching Cynthia take her daughter to college.
Oh, no.
I genuinely kind of felt bad about the whole thing. I love seeing Leon, though. Like,
such a good dad.
Well, just, like, seeing him, period. Yeah. He's a legend. Let's never forget he was in the Like a Prayer video. It's him in the Like a Prayer video.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
No, he's an icon. And he's such
no
a good
idea.
Dad. They have such a great dynamic. The sexual tension is definitely still there, obviously.
Oh,
everybody
definitely
says that.
Sexual.
But I also, like, really loved that they panned around the little party and of all the little things she made. And I'm so certain, I backed it up twice and I didn't get a screen grab, that there was just a bowl of cut up hot dogs.
There was!
Was
I noticed
it?
Oh my god, now I'm like,
I've honestly been thinking about it all week.
You guys, I'll post a picture to the Instagram account.
I was gonna say, that's how I watch these shows, is I'm like, 2 days later, I'm like, were those really hot dogs?
Yeah.
And I have to, like, go back and look. Like, one of my favorite moments from Bravo this year was watching Cameron on Dallas try to cut up an apple with a serrated knife. And she looks like a dog trying to open a locked door. Like, she's like, I don't understand. Like, I live for the, like, the little theatrical minutiae of it all.
I don't feel bad.
I went and looked at her Instagram, though, and I thought she's doing just fine.
I mean, once she probably got there, like, 2 weeks in, she was
with
like...
With her single.
She's a musician?
I don't know what her deal is. But, I mean, like, to have a single dorm... No, her single dorm room.
Oh,
sorry,
I was
yeah. Because I'm like...
Yeah, shocker that they
yeah.
gave her a single one. That's not even an option.
Yeah.
I was like, mom.
And I also
sad.
Don't think... I mean, I'm sure she's a little bit of a brat, but I'm like, I get it. Single parent household. She's been homeschooled the last couple years. They've clearly been on their own together for a long time. It's a tough bond to... But I honestly really loved Cynthia and Leon being like, get in the cab and go.
Yeah.
It's bringing a little tear to my eye. It was nice.
Oh my God, I love that. Well, speaking of people having babies, Andy Cohen opened up on the CNN New Year's show that he will be having a little baby boy.
Did he say when?
6 weeks. So probably 5 weeks, because it was a week ago that he said.
Oh, man. I mean, I didn't watch that coverage. I also heard that Anderson Cooper, once he was pretty drunk, admitted that his mother had an affair with Marlon Brando.
Oh my god, I didn't get that part.
Yeah, I might want to verify that, but I feel like I saw that headline somewhere, and I was like, oh, I love that, like, 50-year-old tea. I'll also say that I very proudly... I'll make an admission on air here. For my 34th birthday, my mother treated me to a trip to Costco in New Jersey. It's really exciting. And I did buy myself, in my postpartum state, a very large size of stretch Gloria Vanderbilt jeans for smooth $9.99. So I'd like to thank Anderson and his mother and Marlon Brando for making that possible.
Well, I know that Andy and Anderson were set up for a blind date, like, years ago.
Oh, I've heard about that, yeah.
And that, like, within the first 5 seconds, Andy asked him about his mother, and Anderson was like, oh, this isn't gonna work. That's
which
like
I get
my,
it.
That's
yeah.
my deal breaker. Yeah. But then it's amazing that they've been friends yeah. ever since. But sad that like Kathy Griffin, obviously, like after she did, Kathy Griffin used to host the New Year's Eve show with Andy with Anderson before Andy. But after her photo shoot with a bloody mask of President Donald Trump's head back in 2017, she was fired. But I felt sad for her this year because she also opened up that her mom has, like, dementia. And
yeah,
is, like,
and they're clearly really close. I mean, this is my thing with Kathy Griffin. Speaking of vintage Bravo shows, I used to love.
That's how I actually got into Bravo.
Same
I
here.
I watched because I loved her stand-up, and then...
So, I think that there's a real kind of, like, disease that plagues older comedians where you kind of have to take yourself off the shelf at a certain point. Like,
yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld's done it pretty well, and I'm not a huge fan, but, like, I'm like, yeah, do this, like, weird interview car show, who cares, whatever. Like, or, like, Jay Leno, just go away. Like,
yeah, he needs to go to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, but it's good. It's like, I don't want to see you out here doing specials. I'm not interested in seeing you on other people's shows. Even, like, David Letterman's Netflix, I'm like, no, thank you. And Kathy Griffin, for better or for worse, I'm sure she still wants to be out here paying her bills, but it's like, you kind of are at this point where it's like, you're not going to say anything good. You're going to misstep at some point, and you're
yeah.
going to undo all the work you did. And I feel like the photo shoot thing was stupid, but I'm like, everything she did afterwards was like one crazy misstep after another.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad for her because there's a lot of misogyny laced into how the media dealt with it, but like, I also feel like it was time to bow out.
Yeah, especially with this. She made some comment this year saying, like, oh, they tried to make Leslie Jones be the host instead of Andy Cohen. But it's like, girl, just shut up. Like, you don't
yeah,
have
just
to,
stop
like,
commenting.
You're not
going to
get jobs
know.
Because people don't trust you. Like,
yeah.
Because it's fucking work. Like, if it doesn't work for someone, like, it's work at the end of the day. Like, yeah, shit is personal because
yeah.
you did something fucked up. But Anderson and Andy tour together. They have a whole vibe. And their show was hilarious.
And clearly there was some personal fallout between her and Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
That, all, and all the coke accusations
yeah.
and all that stuff. And I feel like there's probably a lot of truth to that. But also,
I mean,
it was 100%. Like a weird, it was a weird volley to throw, kind
yeah.
of, you know? Like, it's like, nobody's going to be surprised that Andy Cohen blows a line every now and then. Like,
right? Yeah,
so.
Just to be social.
Yeah, just to be social. but, yeah, but, you know, good for Andy Cohen with the surrogate thing. Have you ever read any of his books?
Yeah.
Okay, so I read, like, the first one where he gets the dog and, like, whatever. And they're, like, real light, beachy, ridiculous reads.
Yeah.
Like, they should
they're
not
so
have been published.
Fun, so
they're
easy.
So silly. It's basically like reading a really long issue of Us magazine.
Basically.
So I'm like, oh, you know, he's clearly like, for better or for worse, I also can picture completely that aside from that persona he's put out, that he's probably a total fucking shark. Like,
yeah,
100%.
Be.
Like, I bet he's real nasty behind the scenes sometimes. But I'm like, yeah, he's probably got a lot of love to give. Everybody deserves to, you know, have a family if they want to or whatever, sure. But I just hope for everyone's sake that he's treating that surrogate better than Jeff Lewis.
Oh my god, Jeff Lewis.
Because that story makes
big.
Me so angry. And you know that surrogacy like that is, like a lot of countries have started to outlaw it because they just can't police people treating the surrogates properly.
Which is terrifying. Like,
yeah.
The fact that that even needs to be a thing. Like, you should be so grateful that this woman is using her body to give you a child.
Yeah.
Like, because it's not, you know, it's 9 months of her life, regardless of if it's her kid in the end.
Oh,
like,
I mean, having just
emotional.
Done it, it's a lot.
Yeah,
guys.
It's
like,
emotional turmoil.
Nothing
like,
will make you more pro-choice than having your own kid, trust me. Like, it's a lot to go through. You know, I got knee problems I never had before.
Yeah.
I got a lot of issues that are just going to keep coming. And I had a healthy pregnancy, so.
Wow.
Anyway, but I also will just say on the motherhood tip that I look forward to our sons dating. I'm ready to have Andy pay for the wedding. I'm speaking it into existence.
Manifested. Thank you so much for coming on. Where
Thanks
can
for
people
having
find
me.
You?
They can find me at TV Watches Trash on Twitter, where I intermittently live tweet the bad shows I'm watching. Don't come for anything heavy because it's not there. And that's that.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you love the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, be sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Be sure to tune in next Monday for more of your favorite Bravo-related news.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.